This is Trinity Sunday. Many people throughout the world who are sick in hospitals probably do not care that this is Trinity Sunday. This is Trinity Sunday. But young couples who cannot conceive, cannot get pregnant, and have tried several times probably don't care that this is Trinity Sunday. This is Trinity Sunday. But many of our street people who are addicted and homeless and struggling and wondering where they fit in, and do people care? They don't care that this is Trinity Sunday. For those who may have lost family due to the pandemic, they're not sure whether this is Trinity Sunday. To those who live in refugee camps throughout the world, they probably don't know, nor do they care, that today is Trinity Sunday. Those with no job, or are going to lose their house, or are struggling economically, don't know that this is Trinity Sunday. Does it really matter to them that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Does it really matter to us? What is important to know is that God is God, and to know that God somehow knows and cares who we are, what we are doing, what we need. Why do we need Trinity Sunday? It is not exciting as Christmas or Easter. It does not get a lot of press. Maybe because it's so confusing, we do not know how to talk about it. A few Sundays ago, we celebrated the Ascension. That was the feast of letting go. Last Sunday, we celebrated Pentecost, which was the feast of transformation. And today, we're celebrating the feast of being overtaken and overwhelmed by the love of God. In trying to explain the mystery of the Trinity, the great Augustine had to reduce it to a very simple illustration. He used the example of a tree. The root is wood, the trunk is wood, and the branches are wood. All wood, one tree. One substance, but three entities. Trying to make sense out of this. Well, as I was trying to prepare this sermon, and since it's a mystery, this is the end of the sermon. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's not that simple, no. Trying to make sense out of this, what does that mean for us? The writer Shirley Guthrie writes, "The same God who is God over us, as God the Father, the Creator, is God within us, the incarnate Word, the Son, is also God among us, as God the Holy Spirit. You cannot go out into the world, according to Jesus, without all of that. We are immersed or sprinkled into the whole being of God, whether we understand it or not. We are not powerless in the world. We are not disconnected from the omnipotent God as Creator, or from the redeeming works of God in human flesh, or from the very presence of the same God in the Holy Spirit, who dwells within us and among us and outside of us. If we have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, an openness of our mind, and a large heart, we will have the ability to embrace, understand, and receive this tremendous gift, to be able to receive the love of God, to honestly and humbly accept that God. That God who loves us as we are today. Not the way we should be, not the days we get everything right, but our God who says, on this day, I love you, I will never forget you, I hold you in the palm of my hand, and I will always be there for you. What an outstanding gift we are given. But we have to be able to receive that gift. It's easy enough to say, God loves you, God will never forget you, God is always with you. But we somehow have to take that and incorporate it into our being. When we come to that moment of convergence, when we can accept that God loves me the way that I am, with my imperfections, my weaknesses, all those things, the grace of transformation takes place, and I begin to have a Trinity moment. I begin to say, yes, the Father is there, the Son is there, and the Spirit is there, all at different times to work with me and to help me. And when I have been loved by God and I become transformed, I can then go to the world. The gospel today gives us the great commission to go and to baptize and share the good news with all people. Jesus did not send the church out to perform the ritual of baptism only. The world will not be merely fixed by merely getting everyone wet, throwing water around and saying the words. It's not magic. We have to be open to that Spirit of God in baptism. We have to allow that Spirit to be nourished, to be refined, to be brought forth within us. What does it mean to become a disciple? Disciples are students. They are like interns, watching, practicing under supervision, asking questions, making mistakes, learning from others, hearing the sentences, well, we've already tried this and it doesn't work. That's what interns have to put up with. But that's what we all have to do from our brothers and sisters in community. As we teach one another and we love one another. Jesus said very clearly, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. In other words, go and tell our story. Our story is so important. Learn how to forgive, how to accept one another, how to heal one another, how to offer hope for one another. We are to go and make students of Christ, put people in internships as a lifelong learning and doing process. This is a major paradigm shift from making church members or whatever else we substitute for disciples, saying, well, I just do my little thing. We are all part of the community. The fundamental questions today on Trinity Sunday is, what is my role? Who am I? What am I called to do? No excuses. It may not be comfortable, but Jesus never said it would be easy. We cannot make ourselves or anyone else a student or intern of Christ without the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit is dependent upon what and who Jesus was and is in our life. Christ keeps pointing to the Father, so therein lies the power, the commission. It is in the Trinity, the fullness of God, to which we are attached as students. Maybe Trinity Sunday ought to be a bigger deal. It silently sits there on the liturgical calendar, offering us the entire being of God, inviting us into a relationship we don't deserve. It's a day to celebrate the one whom we belong to in life and in death. And that comes initially from the gift of baptism, which is our commission to go and to be disciples. Trinity Sunday is a day for us to pay tribute to our leaders, our teachers, our fellow pilgrims in the Christian community. All this to say that God has loved us into life, has gifted us with talents, and now it is our job to look deep within the eyes of faith to discern what are our real, genuine, and authentic gifts for the church, for the community, for ministry. During our time sheltering in place, we have been given the gift of time to reflect, to discern, and come to an awareness of what we are and who we are and what gifts we have to offer. Many years ago, I was in England and I bought a present for my mother and father. I got them a very nice duvet. It was very expensive. And I had it shipped myself. It took about 6 weeks to get to Canada. And it came to the rectory that I was living in this great big box. And because it was so big, I had no place to put it. So I kind of put it in the entrance hall by the front door. And everybody who came to the rectory said, "Oh, I see you have a present there. You haven't opened it." I said, "No, but that's all right." "Well, why haven't you opened it?" "Well, it's all right. I know what's in it. I don't have to open it." Well, people were very disturbed that I had not opened this gift. And I hadn't been able to, you know, I said, "I know what's in it. And I'm just choosing not to open it." And they said, "Well, why are you choosing not to open it?" I said, "Because the way it's done is once I open it, it will flop up. I'll never get it back in the box again. And I can't send it on to the people for whom it's intended." And there's a little story there. Sometimes we have the gift, but we're afraid to open it. So I haven't given you any homework for the last couple of times I've been talking, but today we'll have a little homework. And the homework is, what are the gifts that God has given to me through my baptism? What gifts has God given to me to use in the community, to use as our church emerges into a new reality? We talked about the fact that we're not going back to where we were. So as we emerge into the new reality, what are my gifts? What am I willing to do? What is the Lord asking me to do?